I'm Billy Henry, and as you plan your end-of-year giving, I hope you'll keep Stardate in mind. You can make a contribution or sponsor Stardate for a day. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate December 23rd. It's easy to track the phases of the moon. They're on just about every printed calendar, plus countless apps and websites, including ours. That allows you to find the phase on any date far into the future. People have been devising ways to track the moon for thousands of years. One of the earliest could be a bone found in Africa. Columns of notches could represent the phases of the moon. The Ashango bone was found in present-day Congo in the remains of a village that was buried by a volcanic eruption. The village was inhabited about 20,000 years ago. The bone is about 4 inches long. It's the leg bone of a baboon, topped by a crystal of quartz. The bone contains three columns of notches. The columns are divided into groups, with each group containing a different number of notches. The notches could be mathematical. They could represent a counting system or even serve as a calculator, helping the owner do simple addition or multiplication. On the other hand, the notches could represent the phases of the moon. The notches in each group are a different length, so they could represent the waxing and waning of the moon, covering about 6 months of phases, an early calendar for tracking the moon. Tonight, the moon is about 3/4 full, so it's nice and bright. And it has a bright companion, Regulus, the heart of the lion. They climb into view in late evening and soar high overhead later on. We have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.